All this year, we've been hearing your COVID chronicles, personal tales of life during lockdown. And we've gone back through the thousands that we received from PM listeners to pick out some fitting chronicles for Christmas. Church towers have remained silent for much of the year as bell ringers have been unable to gather due to social distancing guidelines. And tonight, on Christmas Eve, we hear from people who dedicated their chronicles to their love of bell ringing. Thomas Ashwin, Sierre Jokowski and John Hall.
Church bell ringing is an activity that either grabs you and keeps you active for life, or after giving it a go, you really can't see the point of pulling a rope just to shout ding to the outside world. I'm one of the former group, having been introduced to the art by a school friend in 1969.
My name is Thomas and I'm 14 years old. I'm on the autism spectrum and I find it hard to make friends. Since 2017, I've been learning how to ring church bells. Bell ringing has changed my life. I've made new friends and bell ringers have been extremely kind, supportive and helpful. Bell ringing helps me relax and focus and it takes my feelings away when I feel sad and upset. I enjoy bell ringing because of how it's made me change as a person.
Learning to ring opened up a new world. New friends in every tower visited, pocket money from wedding ringing, and in effect being a member of a national club. A reasonably competent ringer is welcome to join in at pretty much any practice night anywhere in the country.
When I first heard the sound of bells, it made me feel happy, joyful and excited. And when I started, I just couldn't stop. I visit loads of bell towers and it's really fun editing the bell ringing videos for YouTube. For me, bell ringing has been a life-changing hobby. From mid-March, all bell ringing was cancelled. I was really upset. I felt empty, heartbroken, sad and lost. I can't describe it.
Since the first lockdown, ringers have had to conform to whatever is the current rule for the church, together with extra consideration about rope handling. Ringing at our village church has been impossible. The ropes are too close together for social distancing, and there is no effective ventilation.
During these uncertain times, I've been learning bell ringing methods on Ringing Room, a virtual ringing website where you ring church bells on the computer, such as Plain Bob Minor.
I'm lucky in that there is a glorious ring of 12 bells not far away. The ringing chamber has good ventilation and enough space to allow alternate bells to be rung. Even numbers sound best. Before the latest lockdown, we were for a while able to ring, limited to 15 minutes prior to Sunday service, which was for me quite an emotional and literally breathtaking experience after the extended ban. Without the fix of regular ringing, there is a black hole where the physical, mental and social life should be.
I watch other people's bell ring videos to inspire me. I do some schoolwork and make a plan of my day. These days, the days go past rapidly, which is good. I like to talk to my cat sometimes and that helps me feel better.
To alleviate the ennui somewhat, a clever computer person has invented a bell ringing program, which, when combined with Zoom, means that bands can meet safely, chat and ring in a virtual tower. This at least ticks the mental and social boxes. The electronic bell sound isn't bad, and there is one distinct advantage to this over the real thing. You can ring with one hand on the keyboard and hold a beer with the other.
I thank the NHS for helping so many patients over the past week. I am really grateful they are doing this, not only because I want to go back to bell ringing again, but because they are doing the best they can and being caring. I applaud that.
Thomas and John there with a COVID chronicle, Christmas COVID chronicle, on their love of bell ringing, a fitting subject for Christmas.